next case?
Case number 12,878, Sea Air Village, seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures, sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Atlantic Avenue, Lot F13, within the Sea Air Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19905 Atlantic Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1 and the tax parcel is District 334, Map 13.00, Parcel 310.00, Unit 3156. The applicant is seeking a 1.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed landing to the HVAC on Lot F11, a 12.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed shed to the oil enclosure on Lot G14, a 9.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed shed to the manufactured home on Lot G14, 4.5-foot variance from the 10-foot separation requirement from the proposed shed to the shed on Lot G14, 10.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed manufactured home to the oil enclosure on Lot G14, a 16.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed manufactured home to the shed on Lot G14, 12.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed manufactured home to the shed on Lot G14, a 12.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed manufactured home to the shed on Lot G14, a 9.8 variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed manufactured home to the shed on Lot F11, and a 2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed HVAC to the landing on Lot F11. Department received 0 letters in support, 0 letters in opposition, and 13 mail returns.
Thank you.
And I'll just remind the board that Amy Bennett has previously been sworn in.
Never seen her before.
Sorry? Thank you. All right, so this particular unit, it's unfortunate that it doesn't show it on the, it was already demoed before the prior survey, but the unit that was there previously was a single wide with a double wide attached, or with an extension that doubled the square footage attached to it. So even though it looks pretty gnarly at the back with all those red lines, it actually is an improvement over what was there previously. Not to mention the unit that was there was a 1976 unit that was in ill repair. So in regards to the uniqueness of the property, as previously mentioned, our community was built prior to Sussex County's variances. This property is narrower in comparison to the modern size manufactured home. In order to place the home on the lot, we will need the variances. We won't be able to otherwise develop the lot without it. As mentioned in previous cases, we have not created this practical difficulty. It is in relation to the build out of the surrounding lots, and in some cases, as you see on G14 behind, encroachments from other surrounding lots. The difficulty is caused because this particular lot is shallow and the nearby lots are built out. We don't anticipate this will alter the characteristic of the neighborhood, at least not in any ill-fated way. Both neighbors on this street are very happy to have a new home coming. It's a welcome improvement compared to what was there. It was in very ill repair. And this is the minimum variances that would be required in order to afford relief and the least modifications to the regulations at issue.
Questions? Have you talked to the neighbors?
Yeah, they're both very happy. The one is out regularly checking in on the site.
When was the prior home removed?
I would say it's probably been about 5 months.
You haven't set the new house yet?
No. Okay. No. Now, when we get these back in season, it takes me a bit of time to get to them and preparing.
It looks like the landing nearest Atlantic Avenue is a little larger than what is typically proposed. What's up with that?
I think it's just an error on the survey's part. I didn't even notice that. Excuse me. There is a sliding glass door there. So we did.
Okay.
So the landing is a little bit larger.
It's not a single door, it's a double.
Yeah, we do have a buyer lined up for this home, and they asked if we could put a sliding door on instead of a normal.
Okay. And then, is that a fuel oil tank on 14?
That's correct. It's just, it's not a full enclosure.
Okay. All I have.
Mr. Sharp?
Just looking at these, G14, I take it that house has been there quite a long time in those structures? Because they encroach over, the shed even encroaches over the property?
Those are some of the oldest homes that we have in the community.
Okay. And the one on lot 11, I guess, is one of the newer homes, is that right?
Correct.
When that was placed in 2019?
Sounds about right. I know Kaylee placed them.
Okay. And I guess even with it being placed where it is, there's still a need, and it appears to be off the property line, is that right?
It is.
I have no further questions, thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? We got plenty of time.
Brittany says she wants to stay all night. She's got a flight to catch.
At this time, we'll close the public hearing for case 12878 for Sierra Village. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12878 for Sierra Village for the request of variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions. I do believe the exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. I don't believe the variances will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe the variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye too. So a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you all so much. Appreciate your time.
Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Aye.